at the Indigo 2 in London, just before Stu's final gig in the UK. So getting down to some questions, Stu. It must have been a very difficult decision for you to leave the band. What made you decide to do this now, and how much harder was it in that you're actually related to most of your bandmates and the whole family scenario?
It's been very difficult, obviously. It's something that I think we've all thought about, and you know, because I think you just reevaluate, don't you, where you are as a person and what you're doing, and you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing all the time. So in that respect, I think it's nothing unusual, but I think over the past couple of years, kind of just reviewing the amount that we're away and home life, and so I mean that's kind of the main reason. I mean there's obviously more reasons than just that, and because that's, you know, we've sort of got through that in the past 12 to 15 years and made it work. It was a combination of that, and then the feeling of I wanted to explore the sort of creative side of who I am a little more. Obviously I've been doing that with Furious and Fierce and Delirious and all our other bits and pieces, and that's been fantastic, and it's been a great opportunity to be able to do two things that I love in terms of design and drumming, but feeling like I want to really develop that a little bit more for the future, and recognising that that's difficult to do when you're in a band and you're away for 5 months a year. It was that, and on a spiritual dynamic, kind of feeling like I've kind of taken my foot off the gas a little bit spiritually, and I could see myself coasting, you know, and that's not a reflection on what I do, that's more of a sort of observation on who I am really, and feeling like I felt like I wanted to be a bit more dangerous, and I just didn't want to exist in carrying on, you know, just in the same old thing. And I wanted to kind of push myself spiritually. I want to be around a bit more locally to help out the church as well. So it's a combination of all those things. And it was obviously very difficult, you know. And I don't think the family issue is a complication. I think sometimes that probably makes it more difficult in terms of sort of letting people know. But then I think we kind of know each other so much anyway. So I don't think it was a real bolt out of the blue, because we've obviously talked about a lot of stuff over the years. So, but nonetheless, it still feels very odd, because I could easily see myself doing this in 10 years' time. Because, like I've said in numerous interviews, there's nothing better than getting up there behind a drum kit and playing. And nothing will replace that. And I'm not imagining that anything ever will.
So, with your new design work, will you still be doing some work with Delirious and Furious?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, so that's worked out really well, you know, and I wanted to continue the continuity, not only creatively for Delirious and Furious, but also, you know, for kind of the fans, really, you know, to demonstrate that we're still good mates, and, you know, I still totally believe in who Delirious are and what they, you know, I still, when I went in to talk about, maybe it's time to move on, you know, one of my sort of requests was, if you're going to finish because of this, then I'm not leaving, kind of thing. Because, you know, I still think Delirious has got so much to say and to do and achieve, and there's still stuff that we haven't ticked off our list of things that we want to do. And I still think that they've got a voice to be able to do that. So I'm going to be doing 2 days a week on a sort of creative front. And so that's good. And then that gives me 3 days a week to build a good sort of business base.
Something else you've been known to do in your spare time, a marathon and triathlons, is that something you're going to be spending more time doing?
Well, you never know, do you? Yeah. You know, I think the grass is, as Joyce Meyer says, grass is always, it often looks greener, but it still needs mowing. So I think you kind of sit there and you think, oh, you know, I'll be at home and yeah, I'll be able to go out and do some more training. But then you think, well, I'm starting up a new business, and you know, that obviously takes time and effort, and so we'll wait and see. I mean, I would love to be carrying on continuing training and stuff. I've actually just qualified for Great Britain again this year. I qualified last year and then got injured and pulled out, so I've managed to get in the European Championships in France in September at half Ironman, and then I've just booked in for a half Ironman in New Forest, actually not too far from you, on the 1st of June. So I've got those two things penciled in the diary, so we'll see this year. But certainly the lack of flying will probably help with that in terms of fatigue and not feeling so tired. Yeah, but I mean, it's a hobby, you know, and often a lot of people said, you know, you're reasonably good at it, you know, is it something you want to do, you know, as a job? And firstly, I'm too old. And also, it's a hobby, and I want to just treat it as a hobby, you know, it's something I love doing, but it is a hobby, and, you know, I think the main thing for me is getting some time back with my family and investing in them and not losing sight of either sort of getting too carried away work-wise and missing the point or getting out of my bike too often.
Right. It's the obvious question, really, but looking back over more than a decade with the bikes, what's your favourite memories or your proudest moments in terms of what the band's achieved in that time?
Yeah, I think in terms of specific things that we've achieved, I think that whole era of releasing singles, and particularly the Deeper Going to 20, that kind of typified a whole kind of chapter for us. And then playing some amazing stadiums around the world, Wembley Stadium, and numerous other football stadiums around the world. 400,000 people in India, and obviously King of the Country, the new album, has sort of been as a result of a lot of that stuff we've seen in the third world. That has been a great experience for me and my family as well. But I think probably my biggest thing that I'm most proud of is that we're all still mates, that we all still love what we do, and we believe in, you know, the power of music to communicate a message. And also in terms of the fans and the way that people have been moved to make a difference, you know, and to get up and sing History Maker every time you play, which is what you do, nearly, to actually really believe that actually people have taken that on board and actually realise that they can change a little bit of history. Because music comes and music goes, but changing lives, that will stay forever.
Fantastic. Is there anything you think the band should have done differently? Hard question, maybe.
Sheesh. Yeah. I don't know about should have done differently. I'm very much a one for, you know, I don't have a problem with making mistakes. Not that I want to make mistakes, but I think we are not very good at learning from our mistakes and admitting that, you know, we didn't get things perfectly right, but actually let's learn from something and move on and make it better. So I don't kind of view that stuff in a negative way, really. I kind of wish that we had managed to make more of an impact mainstream-wise. But then I still believe that's still part of the journey. So I don't think because I'm leaving that sort of window is over. So I think there's still opportunity to do that, and it's very difficult to quantify that, isn't it? Whether it's just Delirious hasn't done that, or whether actually you've invested in people that are in bands or singing or writing or whatever, that actually will go on generation after generation to do that.
Yeah.
Because you've influenced them.
So what's the hardest part of being in Delirious?
The hardest part's being away.
All the travel.
Yeah. I mean, not even the travel, just being away from home.
Sure.
Missing birthdays. Mm-hmm. Just missing normal things that everyone else wants to run away from, I think.
Yeah.
You know, mundane life that you just miss that kind of stuff, really. I mean, I think it's interesting that sometimes the being away thing can make, you know, absence makes the heart grow fond, the kind of thing. And I think there is something in that also, in that as a, you know, relationships and marriage wise, I think it makes you work at what you've got, because you every day you're away, you realise what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't become so commonplace, kind of thing. So there are positives even in the sort of negative side of things.
Yeah. So what about a favourite track to play live? When you get on your drum kit, what really gets you going the most?
I think probably Investigate is the standard test of time song for me. It's a great song. I love the message of it, but it's the physical playing of it as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so definitely, I think we'll probably finish on that.
So while we're talking favourites, what about favourite piece of artwork? You've been involved in a lot of the album covers, singles, books, DVDs. What's your favourite piece of art that the artist
has? Favourite piece of art up until this present day, I think would be Mesomorphos was a great cover. And there's great memories of that photo shoot because Andy Hutch, photographer guy, and he's done some lighting with us over the years, a great friend of ours. We shot all day with the guys and had loads of different ideas, and it was fantastic. And then we set up this quite elaborate setting, set up for a front cover, and it just was not working. And we spent hours and hours in the studio, just the two of us. And we were really getting to the point where, you know, this just, we're not going to get it, let's just move on and we'll have to think again kind of thing. And then I picked up these little lights and started messing around and dancing around in front of this big sort of backdrop, which people, they've seen the cover, is this these heat sensitive shots, disc form stuck onto clear polythene. And Andy was messing around and just managed to catch this kind of thing with these lines that are moving around. And in fact, you won't, unless you've had it explained to you, you won't realise that's actually me dancing on the cover with these little light, the lines are all lights on a longer exposure. So, and that was an amazing little accident. So that's been a great cover. I think the best cover wise is probably the new Kingdom of Comfort, which people haven't got yet. And but there is no special packaging, because there's one packaging, there's not a standard special, it's just special. And that's a 32-page hardback book, 100mm square. It's got four stories from authors in there. And then it's sort of vacuum packed in a clam shell kind of thing, in a clear aspect with Kingdom of Comfort embossed on it. So it's a real special piece, this one. So I think that's probably, and actually just the concept of that has gone into photography on is brilliant as well. So that's probably a thing.
So leaving the band, but the band goes on, the show must go on.
Yep.
What would you say the future is for Delirious? Where are they heading?
I think it's obviously interesting. Anyone that's been in a band for and kind of started the band moving on, it does shake things, and you know, it's good to recognise that and view that as, you know, you can either view that as a negative or positive, or choose to view that as a positive. And so there's been a lot of re-evaluation gone on. Like I say, some of the things that I think it's made us think about, and I'm still talking in the present of we, because I'm still part of the band and I still kind of feel that I will be forever kind of thing, is the mainstream thing. So we've been talking for the last couple of years about this whole notion of, is there one world? Have we kind of tried to separate the Christian and the mainstream? The sacred and the secular kind of thing, actually, is there more of a blurring of those lines that needs to go on, and is that part of the role of Delirious? I don't think we have any real hard and fast ideas how that's going to happen. I think we've obviously got some great songs to still sing and excite people and deliver a sort of message of what, in terms of our faith and what we believe, to kids and people inside the church. But I think there's a far wider thing going on.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Absolute pleasure.
A little something to pass on from the people on the forum on the Delirious UK website.
Can I open it?
Please do.
I'll do it near the mic. In reverse order. Stuart Smith.
You don't have to read it all now, but it's just something to, to remember us by. So thank you very much, Stu.
The best drum in the world ever. Thank you very much. It's been a very emotional day. Thank you.
No,
I can't read that now. That'll be the end of me.